Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Back by popular demand, we have the popular Erie County Republican Chair Nicholas A. Langworthy with us. And this program is airing just before the National Republican Convention with the crowning of Donald Trump. So we want to get his perspective on everything. To tell you a little bit about his background, he was unanimously elected chair of the Erie County Republican Committee in 2010. He was re-elected 2012-2014. First elected at age 29, the youngest person to be elected chair of any political party in the history of Erie County. In his tenure as Erie County Republican chair, Nick Langworthy has re-energized and modernized the Republican Party and placed a major emphasis on growing the grassroots of the GOP in the digital age while sticking to core Republican principles of smaller government, lower taxes, and greater personal responsibility. Nick Langworthy. Let's talk about the Trump support nationally. He seems to have locked up the nomination a few months ago, long ahead of schedule. Everybody said it couldn't be done. He did it. You were allied with him early on with Paladino. How is the Trump bandwagon going? How do you see it?
Well, first, thanks for having me back on the Rusk Report, Brian. It's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners. And it's been a fascinating year for us, and we're very excited on Sunday to leave for Cleveland to be part of a great celebration of our Republican Party at the National Convention. I mean, to be part of history, to be there in the arena, and you know, I'm glad that you're part of the delegation as well. And
I'm honored to.
And we're looking forward to what I think will be a great showcase of the campaign. And the polling that's coming out here in the last couple of days today, you know, as we record this broadcast, Quinnipiac released a survey of battleground states that shows Trump now ahead in Florida, tied in Pennsylvania, and very close within the margin of error in Ohio. So this is a very tight race, and I think it's going to really swing in Donald Trump's favor, especially as you look at what's happened internationally. You know, here in the country, I think people, you know, with the instability we've seen, and the more this race goes to national security, the more I believe that Trump will succeed. You've got the silent majority looking to take their country back, and that's precisely what we need to do to enjoy the glory of the United States of America as we grew up in. Unfortunately, you know, as it stands today, that's not the United States that our kids are going to grow up in.
Let's talk a little bit about this Comey situation. I know there was a column in one of the papers by Bud Schroeder, and he was sort of saying that Comey outsmarted Loretta Lynch and Hillary Clinton because he knew that they would never prosecute with Obama, but he condemned her at both the press conference and at the congressional hearing in a devastating manner, and I think that Trump went up 4 or 5 points in the national polling. So although Comey did not prosecute, he basically prosecuted her image nationally and destroyed her.
Comey, you know, virtually convicted her in the court of public opinion. And, you know, that's really what matters is the American people know they can't trust Hillary Clinton. It has nothing to do with the fact of, you know, where she's done or where she's been. They know that she's not an honest person. And, you know, I even talked to, you know, some Democrats or independent voters that, you know, say, I can't buy into the whole Trump package, but I can't vote for that woman because she is not honest and she would do and say anything to gain power. And I think that reckless abandon that Hillary Clinton brings to this race in this constant hunger for more and more power from the Clinton family. I don't think the United States of America wants that for, you know, back in the White House. I mean, we need a different direction. We need someone that is willing to turn the page, to restore this country's greatness, to make us proud of our country, patriotism at the forefront. You know, this administration in the last 8 years have taken our country so far backward. You know, it's tough to recognize what our country was before this started. I mean, and when an administration starts with the President of the United States going on an international apology tour, you know that he's not putting America first. And we need to put America first, and Donald Trump will do just that.
Let's talk a little bit about what are called lies of Hillary Clinton, that she didn't have the top secret emails. Then she was proven she did. She said she only had one server, and then she had numerous. But there were about 6 or 7 parts of her testimony previously, and what Comey came out with evidence. People have asked, I think, on Limbaugh and other programs, are they at the Republican National Committee going to highlight what she said and what the truth is brought out by Comey? Will this be brought out at the Republican National Convention?
I think you'll see it at the convention, and I think you'll see it every day between now and Election Day. I mean, there's been some brilliant videos put on the internet by the Republican National Committee and the Trump campaign of, here's what Hillary said, and then here's what the authority figure Comey said. And, you know, for her to deny that any classified information was exchanged, and then he tells you precisely how many times
right.
classified information
I think it was
107
top
secret
emails.
Secret
yeah.
and confidential. He classifies it and gives you exactly the amount of instances that she did this. She lied. She continually lies. And we can't afford to have that in the White House again. We had that for 8 years under Bill Clinton. And, you know, listen, I mean, people look back at the Clinton years as, you know, I believe, you know, economically prosperous. And, you know, he's very fortunate that it was a time where we had the internet boom and the stock market was doing very well. Otherwise, people would look at that administration with a real different lens because, you know, we had economic prosperity because the country was innovating, but it was a very ethically challenged period in our government's history.
Now, there is talk about perhaps indictments for contempt of Congress, that when she testified before Congress previously, she said the same things that she said in the press, that such and such never took place, but Comey and the FBI have proven that not to be true. Do you think there are going to be hearings for her or an indictment for contempt of Congress?
You know, I just don't know if they'll do that, and I think that the way, you know, unfortunately the media is so in the tank for Hillary Clinton, and I don't know that it's the right direction to go. I mean, even though she's guilty, she should have been prosecuted by the Justice Department, but we knew that was never going to happen because the system is rigged. It's rigged by the President of the United States and his handlers, which are trying to perpetuate his image and his legacy. And sadly, there are a different set of rules for Clintons and the powerful than there are for the rest of us. And that's, I think, what Donald Trump's taken to the campaign trail. There's no doubt in anyone's mind that if Hillary Clinton was a Republican that had a conservative that had done the same exact thing, those people would be in jail already. And, you know, Hillary, I mean, look at what was done to poor David Petraeus, you know, a hero.
Well, he did one-tenth of what she did.
A hero.
One-tenth.
Someone that, you know, turned things around in Iraq, a brilliant general, and he was fed to the wolves by the Obama administration for a very minor infraction compared to what Hillary Clinton did. He was charged with a felony, and she walks away.
And plus, the woman who Petraeus gave information to, the biographer, had top secret clearance.
The only thing where I'll say that, you know, I think Comey failed us is he went with the flow and didn't push the indictment. I mean, she should have been indicted. Reasonable prosecutors would indict that case. He had crystal clear evidence that she did that, and she had an intent. Even if it was a recklessness that led to gross negligence, I mean, the concept of gross negligence does not require intent. It's and Rudy Giuliani actually articulated that point as a former prosecutor very brilliantly in an interview I watched on Fox, that she should be at minimum guilty of gross negligence, but we're not going to get that. So we move forward, and we, you know, we've had Comey, who I believe is convicted in the court of public opinion, and I think that the more Americans that get to see Comey's words versus the words of Hillary Clinton, it further solidifies the fact that Hillary Clinton is just a bold-faced liar.
Well, they've said on national TV it would be like you driving on the thruway going 110 miles an hour and then telling the state trooper, well, I didn't intend to speed. You'd get a $500 ticket.
Yeah, and you'd have your license suspended and be over with.
Yeah. Our guest today is Nick Langworthy, popular chair of the Erie County Republican Committee. He's been mentioned as a future state chairman of the Republican Party. Our guest today, if you're listening in Amherst or Toronto or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. Since Nick Langworthy was elected chairman, the Republican Party in Erie County has been growing, winning, and leading. In 2013, a Republican majority was elected to the Erie County Legislature for the first time in four decades. His era of party leadership has led to great victories, including the election of Congressman Chris Collins, County Comptroller Stephen Mahaliu, Erie County Clerk Chris Jacobs, and the re-election of Sheriff Tim Howard, who's been many times a guest on this program. Let's talk a little bit about Newt Gingrich. I was fortunate to run an event for him with American Solutions, and I got to know him pretty well a few years ago, and I can't think of a brighter man in American politics than Newt Gingrich. I've also heard of Governor Pence as a potential candidate for vice president with Donald Trump. Where do you see this vice presidential sweepstakes coming up in a few days?
Well, you know, by the time we air, I believe the decision will be made, and I think that it's heading towards Governor Pence. I mean, I think Governor Pence accomplishes a great deal, and he served in the halls of Congress. He understands how to work with Congress. He was in the leadership there, but his dozen years of service there, I think, would greatly calm down some of those in the Never Trump movement, or maybe perhaps some of those supporters of John Kasich or Ted Cruz, to really solidify the base. And I think this is a base election. This isn't really about the middle. It's about delivering more of your supporters to the polls than the opposition. He's also been a governor, and that is something that's been greatly commended. And he's Midwestern. I think the Midwestern appeal is important to this ticket. You know, we have a bombastic Northeastern guy that tells it like it is in Donald Trump. And having the offset of a Midwestern conservative, someone that comes from the Rust Belt, someone that is from a state that's had great manufacturing loss, like we've had here in Western New York, he can talk the talk with voters in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, all the way up through the Rust Belt. And I believe the key to this victory is taking those Rust Belt states and putting them firmly in play. As we see right now, Pennsylvania is in play. We're in a tie ball game in the state of Pennsylvania right now. We win this election in Pennsylvania, it will greatly change the game. And, you know, I believe Trump will hold every state that Mitt Romney won. We need to put additional states on the board. And the way to do that is through a Rust Belt strategy. And it's like Buffalo. I mean, we've lost so many jobs. We've lost entire industries. We've lost a industrial greatness in this community. And so many and that's why Trump's message resonates so well here. He wants to make America great again. We want a country that builds things and does things. I mean, we can't just be a service-based economy. We need to create. And the fact that we have had our economic superiority in manufacturing stripped away from us by unfair trade deals that have been slammed through by people on both sides of the aisle. Donald Trump's calling those bluffs. And they're not good deals for the United States of America. They have not been good deals for Western New York and upstate New York, and they certainly haven't been good deals for Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan. So I want those states to be in play. I think Mike Pence helps put them in play. He becomes a very good messenger out on the trail.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about the Mexican wall that Donald Trump wants to build. A lot of people who are sick and tired of drugs killing our youth, illegal immigration taking away our jobs, and crime problems want that wall. Isn't it popular with most people you talk to about having this wall to keep illegal immigrants out?
We have to have borders to be a country. And you know, listen, there's a lot of debate on, you know, is it realistic to build a wall across the entire border? I'll tell you what, something is better than nothing. Right now, we have Mexicans and God knows who else coming in over these porous borders. They've totally changed the dynamic of this, of many of the southern states. And in I believe in immigration. I believe in legal immigration. We're I'm the product of immigrants. You're the product of immigrants. I mean, you know, this country wouldn't be as great as it is without those influences. So yes, we need immigration, but it has to have common sense. It has to allow for us to keep our identity as Americans, and it has to be America first, not second. And that's what, unfortunately, we've had with this administration and previous administrations putting their head in the sand. It's an America second strategy, and we cannot ignore it anymore. And Donald Trump has made immigration a key issue in this election. He would not be our nominee had he not tackled this way, because no one else on the stage had the courage to stand up and call for having a wall on the border. There's no reason we can't put a wall in the key areas that have been problematic. We need to have more border security. We need to treat it like a real border, because we're being invaded on a daily basis by people that might want to do us harm.
Yeah, we hear about 11 or 12 million illegal immigrants coming in. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guests on the program, Eddie Rutkowski and Booker Edgerton, talking about efforts with prostate cancer awareness. And that's with the Buffalo Bills Alumni Association entrepreneur Nancy Murphy. So thank you for your calls regarding these programs. Years ago, Chester Hart, former chairman of the NFTA, said that if things keep getting screwed up in Washington, we're going to see a revolution in this country. And we sort of see a revolution taking place. You see it on the Republican side with Donald Trump. You see the anger with Bernie Sanders. Is this because Washington has become out of touch with the average person?
They left us behind. We need term limits in Congress. I mean, our founding fathers, I've watched a lot of these programs Fox has had on the revolution and the men that stood up and built this country and fought for our independence. They didn't envision people going to the U.S. Senate and sitting there for 50 years. I mean, this is the nobility of public service is really exclamated when someone goes, they do their service, they know when their time is done, and then they give someone else a chance. It gives us diversity of opinion. You know, our government shouldn't be full of lifetime appointments. And really, when these senators, when these senators stay there so long, it's as if they forget who sent them there. I mean, Dick Lugar, a brilliant statesman from right. the state of Indiana, someone that had a wonderful career, probably stayed two or three terms too long. I mean, I think he was running for his sixth or seventh term in the United States Senate. And he was so brazen by the end that he had lost touch with the base of his own party. He had lost touch with, the voters in his state. And he was so brazen that he no longer had a permanent residence in the state of Indiana. He had become such a creature of Washington, D.C. I mean, most of the country views Washington as a very loathsome place. As much as mm-hmm. it's beautiful and it's a shrine to democracy, we're not being served well by Washington. And it's on both sides of the aisle. We need to send better people to Washington. We need to, shake things up. And that's why someone like Donald Trump is needed to shake things up in Washington, D.C., because it's an old boys club. I mean, Barack Obama promised everyone and the low-information voters around this country hope and change, and he had people, going on television saying, I don't have to worry about paying my mortgage, I don't have to worry about buying gas or paying tuition for my kids. Guess what? There's no such thing as a free lunch. We have a government that wants to give out too many free lunches, and there could be more takers than makers at this point in society. But if we're ever going to be the number one superpower and the great democracy that we can be, we need a new leader that puts America first and understands that we need to be the example for the world, not someone to apologize for. And I hope that, we need Trump to be successful. I mean, it's beyond hope. I mean, I pray that Trump is successful in winning this election, and we're working every single day to make that happen. And to turn New York State from blue to red for the first time since 1984, when Ronald Reagan carried this state. Actually, Erie County, which is an important, critical swing county in a statewide election, hasn't voted Republican for president since 1980. Didn't even vote for Reagan in 84. So we're going to be working very hard for Donald Trump. We're going to flip this county red. And we're going to leave no Republican home in November.
For those who just tuned in, our guest is the dynamic Republican Erie County Chairman, Nicholas A. Langworthy. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, Toronto, or Northern Florida to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners about his accomplishments. This has all been done in a county where Democrats outnumber Republicans by a 2-to-1 margin. Chairman Nick Langworthy continues to grow local Republican representation by recruiting strong, taxpayer-focused candidates to serve at the state, county, town, and village levels of government. Erie County Republican Chair Nick Langworthy. Let's talk a little bit about terrorism, and this is something that many Americans are fearful of. We've seen what's happened in Orlando. We see the terrorism in Dallas with five policemen being killed. How is Trump going to tackle this? Is he going to be tough? Is he going to get rid of ISIS? Is he going to take them out?
Well, we have to take on ISIS. I mean, there's no two ways about that. I mean, we have to tackle radicalism. And again, we have to stop apologizing for the United States of America. Peace comes through strength. I think it's no surprise that ISIS has risen on Obama's watch, because he's a passive aggressive international player. I mean, he has nearly gotten every international situation incorrect. And thank God he had the courage to send SEAL Team 6 in to go take out Osama bin Laden, but that was really a no-brainer. I mean, that really didn't require all that much courage by the President of the United States. It required the courage of those SEALs that got the job done. But every other international situation, whether it be replacing dictators or unseating dictators or you know, knowing when to interfere and when not. I mean, he's failed. It's been about the worst foreign policy that we've ever had in this country. I mean, it's where America comes second. And we need to apologize for America under Barack Obama's world. Donald Trump, much like Ronald Reagan, will be a bold leader that the international community won't quite know what to make of him. And they will, you know, we need a leader and a commander-in-chief that other countries have some fear of. They know they'll be tough enough to get the job done. They know they'll be tough enough to defend the United States of America and our allies. Not going to get into wars for the sake of it, like, you know, some previous presidents have. We're going to go and take care of what America's interests are. I mean, and, you know, that's the only way we're going to have prosperity again. We cannot live in fear. I mean, now ISIS is stateside. I mean, they're infiltrating through the internet into, you know, these wayward souls that are here in our country, whether they're, you know, actual American citizens or they're Syrian refugees or other refugees that are here. You know, we saw it in Miami. You know, we had a horrible terrorist attack. That was a radicalized figure that went in and destroyed that. And the media wanted to downplay his involvement in radical Islam. You know, the president will not even say radical Islam. And that is just wrong. Donald Trump will be the tough leader we need as commander-in-chief.
Let's talk a little bit about race relations. When Obama ran, he said he was going to unify America. Instead, we've seen time after time of these riots and looting and fighting with police, and Obama does not seem to take on the side of the men in blue. Let's talk about race relations. Are we going to see an improvement with Donald Trump?
I think we can. I don't think they can get worse. I mean, you know, electing the first African-American president was supposed to unify the country. I don't remember, you know, I'm 35 years old. I don't remember a time in my life where the country was more divided in terms of race and ethnic backgrounds. I mean, we should be more united than ever. I mean, clearly, I think, you know, the fact that the country was able to come together and not once but twice elect an African-American president, I mean, that you know, many of the barriers aren't there. But instead, the president continues to divide us more and more. Some of the actions of the police, you know, are indefensible. But at the day's end, you know, we had someone murder six cops in
Terrible.
The streets of Dallas. You know, we don't pay police enough to be the target of assassins in the streets, killing them just because they wear the blue. You know, we need to respect law enforcement. They have a very difficult job. They take their lives in their hands every single day of their lives. And, you know, if we need to treat the attacks on law enforcement as attacks on our country, because if we don't have strong law enforcement, we don't enforce the laws on the books, we don't, you know, support our borders as a country, then we don't have a country. And the disrespect towards law enforcement that I would say that the president's guilty of, it doesn't help things. I mean, if there's a cop that does wrong and they use excessive force or they use, you know, and we've had cops that have been convicted of murder because they drew their weapon and fired at a time that they weren't supposed to. And the facts need to be heard and due process needs to be had. But that is not an epidemic in America.
No.
I mean, there are a few bad apples. I mean, it'd be like generalizing a minority group for a certain thing. It's just wrong. There are bad actors in every walk of life. But by and large, our law enforcement's here to protect us and to keep people safe. And we need safety in this country, both domestically and internationally. We can, you know, we should not. Our country will be in real trouble if we do not, you know, we do not respect the rule of law.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Special thanks to Jimmy Stiliano and Kevin Carr for their roles as directors of production in this program. And thank you for enlightening us just before the Republican National Convention regarding Donald Trump, Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworth.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you for being with us. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.